Reader's notes for Slayer's High Jinx. These are the notes that I recorded after each chapter that's listed. They are some of my thoughts and feelings as I went through the fic.
Chapter 10. Right! This chapter! Chapter 10! This is the chapter that began way long time ago, like 10 years ago or something. This chapter began the route to me doing this big bang. Oh my goodness, 9 years. That's a long time. But anyway, at some point when I was in high school, oh goodness, it was back when we shared a computer at my parents' house. I have two brothers, and like, I mean, as a family, my parents might have had their own, but all of us kids, we had to share a computer. Wow, it would have been more than 9 years then. Goodness, over 10, I think, that this started. Whatever, for some reason, I had this fic open just on the computer, and was in the middle of reading it and wandered away to, like, I don't know, go do something, and left it open on my computer. Terrible idea. And my youngest brother, he's only like 2-3 years younger than me, like, we're really, really close in age. Anyway, he came wandering by, and like later at some point he commented on the fact that I was reading a fan fiction about beanbags, about like the Slayer's characters with beanbags. And I was like, what? And yeah, this chapter, it has a beanbag fight in it. So this fic was known between me and my brother, and is still known between us, as the beanbag fic. In fact, when he found out I was doing this big bang, I think I told him about it at one point, that I was thinking about doing this fic. And when I was like, yeah, you know, I have to go home and I have to record like forever, he's like, oh, you're doing the beanbag fic? And I'm like, I'm doing the beanbag fic. So yeah, the point comes is that like a year later or something, we each had a computer by this point. And maybe it was 2 years later, I don't know. Anyway, we each had our own computers, and we were like basically back to back. I was against one wall, he was against the other wall, in my parents' basement, and he played World of Warcraft and was really into it. So he had to do a lot of grinding, like a lot of killing the same enemies over and over and over and over and over, and it was really boring. So after a little while, he started getting me to read things to him, because I'm always up for reading out loud. Podfic. What? But anyway, so I think we started out reading like a webcomic, and either it got boring or it got really hard to read a webcomic. And I think that's what it was, is that it was just difficult to try to read like and describe what was going on. But in any case, we stopped reading the webcomic. For whatever reason, and he suggested at one point, like, why don't you read the beanbag fic to me? So I started reading this fic to him, and I actually have where we were bookmarked on my pin board, and I should really go check that out. But yeah, so I started reading it out loud to him, and we got midway through this fic. Like, it was quite a ways in. We stopped because he was like getting out of it, or we weren't around at the same time. I forget, but we stopped eventually. But once I figured out about podfic and that podfic was a thing I wanted to do, and especially like long fic, this fic has always, like, the whole series has always been on my list of things to do, because it really was the first thing that I ever, you know, I didn't record it, but I basically podficked it, did all the voices and all of that. But yeah, it was basically my introduction to podfic before I knew what podfic existed. So it was always on my list of things to do. And then somebody on Twitter was mentioning the super long My Little Pony thing. And I actually went and, like, word counted this whole series. And it's, like, over 1 million words. And then, of course, I was, like, challenge accepted. And now I am doing it for Podfic Big Bang. And, yeah. So that's what led up to this. But, yeah. So... Chapter 10, the chapter, the scene. It has the scene that started it all. Chapter 11. Some things are just hilarious and just, you know, it's good to know that it was written in the 90s because things like there's a computer class at one point and most of the kids are described as being uncomfortable with technology. So some things are just kind of hilarious. Anyway, hi, this is Opal Song. I'm recording this after having finished recording half of Saber and Hijinks, so 29 chapters. So probably not actually half of the word count, but half of the chapters at least. And after having rough edited at least. Anyway, I'm partway through editing that. And I just wanted to sort of discuss a couple things that have come up because there's some interesting things that have come up for me while recording and editing this. First off, it's not at all like anything that I would normally record. Well, other than the fact that it's long and something that I've read before. But really, like, it's practically Jen. I mean, romance is definitely a subplot or plot of it, but it's not focused on the romance, and there's no real conclusion to it. So, yeah, there's that. So yeah, it's Jen. I mean, Tiny Slayers fandom. I haven't been in a Slayers fandom. Like, I haven't been reading the fic for, oh goodness, years. But this has been on my to-record list since I started Podfic, so. But it's also, like, if it's not Jen, it's Het, and it's basically slice of life. Like, there is a plot, and, I mean, this will go at the end, so. Like, by the time you hear this, you will have heard the rest of the entire thing, so you'll know there's a plot. But a lot of it is just these kids going around their daily lives. So that's also really different for me. So yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to discuss. Another is the fact that I ship some things super hard, and at this point, at this specific point in the story, I have some sort of things that I, like, if this were a TV show, I would be on Twitter going, you know, I want this to happen, and I want this to happen, and is there fic about this specific thing? I would be one of those fans. It's unfortunately not a show on TV. It would be awesome if it was, but I find that midway through, I mean, pretty much the entire way through, and I remember this, I ship Zelos and Zelgadis. They give me pretty much everything that I want. I mean, they're combative, at least they start out that way, and then they develop into, like, this deeply trusting relationship that has, you know, it has its ups and downs, but it becomes this, like, bond, and they're connected deeply through various things, and like, there's this pseudo-incest forbidden vibe going on. So yeah, I ship them, like, burning. I ship them way harder in this fic than I do in the actual show. Yeah, like, burning in this fic. Like, I mean, so that's one of my sort of, I wish had happened. I mean, what happens is awesome. Like, I'm not asking that anything would have been done differently or whatever. This is just, you know, in my head, just the same as I do with TV shows and stuff. You know, I ship these two characters.
I also think that it would have been really interesting, sort of as an exploration of Zelos' character if he had been gay, because they're all heterosexual in this current, in the current makeup of the group. And, oh, spoilers if that's not already clear. Like, I just think it would be really, it would have been, it could have been a really interesting thing to have him be made fun of for being gay and all of that sort of thing, and have him actually be gay, and have Zelgadas be probably bi, to or flip that, Zelgadas be super gay and Zelos be bisexual. It would just be a cool exploration, even though, like, I'm aware that there would be issues with that being a thing, and it's also, like a neat thing that, you know, he's made fun of for that, and he's sort of flamboyant and outgoing and whatever, and not. So I suppose it would also be interesting to have, I don't know, I just see Zelos as the gay character in that. Which, I mean, In any case, I think it would have been interesting to have a gay couple. And, which leads me into the sort of final thing that I think would have been, at this point, the final thing that I find myself sort of wishing for. Again, the fic is super awesome the way it is, and I don't actually want anything to change or anything, just, you know, whatever. I kind of wish Lena wasn't into romance. Like, that she was an aromantic, that she just, romance was not a thing that she did. Because, like, in the fic, even as far as I am, like, I mean, she's obviously interested in romance. She's not ready for it yet. She doesn't want to contemplate it yet. Not really, not seriously, but it's there, and you can see her sort of readying herself for it. And I just kind of wish... I think it would be interesting and stuff if she wasn't at all interested in romance. Sex, yeah, fine, sure. You know, she and Val could have some pretty dang hot sex. But just sort of romance-wise, you know, I think it would have been neat to have her as sort of the main character that's just not into romance. You know, like, all these guys are vying for her attention, and she's like, no. No, you know what? This is not a thing that I want. Right, the last thing that I wanted to talk about was the fact that recording this fic has surprised me a number of times. Well, first in how dated the fic is. Not that that's a bad thing, it's just very clearly set in the early 2000s, technology-wise and, vocabulary-wise, yeah, I get a kick out of the vocabulary used in this fic, specifically the word nail, which I can't remember the early 2000s, like, I can't remember what language I was using in the early 2000s, but in this fic, the word nail is used sort of synonymous to kill, like, they're gonna nail him for that, would be, you know, they're gonna kill him for that. But a couple of times, one character says about another character, "Oh, I just want to nail him." Which means something very different nowadays, at least in my dialect. It means I want to screw him. Like, I want to have sex with that dude. So yeah. Yeah, that's hilarious. And their use of technology is kind of hilarious, and I mean hilarious in all the very best ways, just, you know, it's delightful. This fic has also surprised me in, I mean, it's very dark, so, I mean, I have this warning list that's going up. Yeah, it's getting kind of big, but also, like, I mean, I don't trigger, really. I think I have, like I have one thing that sort of I don't want to say it triggers me because it's not that bad. And I don't want to, you know, equate that. But, like it sort of pings me as something that I probably would, like, I'm just nervous about reading it. There are a number of scenes in this fic that ride the line, sort of, right on the edge of making me very, very uncomfortable to read them. Mostly scenes where the various males, not so much Val, because he's way too forward. And not as in love with Lena, like, he thinks she's hot and she's great, but she's not his be-all, end-all. At least not yet, I don't think. I forget whether... Like, I haven't read this fic in a really long time, so I'm not sure whether that ever becomes a thing. Not in the same way. And not with Zelgadis, because... Lena's... Zelgadis is be-all and end-all in a different way. Not necessarily in a romantic way. But with both Gowri and Zelos... Sometimes when they think about Lena, and especially when they push, when they're like, I love you, you know that.
Chapter 31. And I would like to say some reflections on Lena, because she did do a giant outburst at the end of this chapter. I have to say, I go back and forth on who I identify with more, Lena or Zell. It's probably Zell at this point. In fact, it's almost always Zell. But still, Lena, she's one of those people that, like, I mean, this last little rant of hers just sort of set me off in the wrong way. On the one hand, like, I can see how she's getting there, how basically all of the people in her life are having issues, and she's the one expected to keep it together all the time and to keep them together. Except that, I mean, now that I think about it, Gowri doesn't have issues, Amelia doesn't have issues, Silphiel hasn't had any issues yet. I forget whether she has issues in the future. But yeah, and so, like, a chunk of them don't have any issues. But Lena is, you know, the one that everybody expects to keep them together and whatever. And, you know, fine, she has issues as well. But anyway, but her rant, the way she says it, and the moment she decides to, you know, explode about it after, like, Philia is saying sorry for, you know, being a bitch and... or being touchy or whatever, and, you know, they're in a hospital room after Zelos can't remember anything, and Zelgadis, you know, just got back from ICU. It just really smacks of the, look at me, I'm so good for, helping people thing. Like, you know, feel pity for me because, anyway... I get where she's coming from. I just think it was a really bad venue time for it because, you know, Zell and Zelos, like, yeah, their issues seem way bigger. Chapter 38. I'd like to reiterate a couple of things. Just, you know, just decompressing or whatever from recording this. Especially from this last little rant from Zelos. So first off, I'd like to think that we've actually... That this is a product of the time period that this was written in. But wow, the fact that Lena feels that a high opinion does not involve her sleeping over with guys or sleeping with guys or whatever. Like, a lot of the time I feel like this is sort of written like... like, they're a whole lot younger than they are, and maybe that's just because things have changed in, like, 13 years. But I sort of feel like they're written in like, middle, as if they're in middle school or whatever, with the whole, ooh, boys, girls, don't touch, don't stay together, blah, 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 blah. I just sort of feel like yeah, if Lena wants to stay at a dude's house, she can stay at a dude's house. Like, she is a strong, independent woman, you know? She's her own person. And that shouldn't have anything to do with, like, a good opinion or high opinion or whatever. And I suppose I'd also like to reiterate, because with the whole Valentine's Day thing. But anyway, when that's coming up, so there's the whole thing about feelings, which, yeah, I just really, really wish that, like, Zelos and Gowri would back off. Like, both of them have decided, like, you know, they've told Lena, which is good. That's awesome. That they're not, like, pining or whatever, like, going, oh, maybe she'll notice me. That both of them have, like, sort of ponied up and said, sure, yeah, I'll tell you that I love you. But now I kind of wish they would back off. Like, Gowri's mostly pretty good at that, but every so often, either one or both of them, like Gowri's thing about putting his hands on her waist and, you know, leaning in, I forget whether that happened this chapter or last chapter, like, it's like, no, hello, she has told you that she doesn't want this. Yeah. So I really wish that they would back off, until Lena decides that, you know, sort of makes a move. I do really, really, really love Gowri and Amelia's discussion about Zell here, where she's like, what can I do? You know, I want to let him know that I like him, but, you know, any way that I let him know, he's not going to be comfortable with. So what do I do with it? And Gowri's all like, you know, just, you know, he knows that you like him. You have made that clear. So now just be his friend. And just, yeah. So that relationship, like the Amelia-Zell relationship, I love the way that's progressing. And the way that Amelia has been, like, that Philia tries to get her to continually do stuff. And Amelia's like, no, that's not going to help. Yeah, I think there's more of that coming up. But my memory is really, really sketchy. In any case. Chapter 42. Apparently this chapter is where I have omitted a mid-text author's note. That revealed the fact that the two authors, Frog and Rat, as they refer to themselves, had been going back and forth, I'm pretty sure, about whether Zell was gay and likely into Zelos. And I just have to shake my tiny fist of rage, my shipper's heart. Oh, canon, forever sinking my ships. Chapter 45. This is just after the part where Zelos, like, lays one on Philia, after her, like, healing massage thingy. And I would like to say, that is not okay. When I read this the first time, I was not at the point where I was thinking, oh, you know, boys going around and planting one on girls is not okay. But the way that he doesn't seem to get it, like, he did that to Lena too. Ugh! I want to, like, strangle him. I mean, I hesitate to say it's, you know, to just sort of give him a pass because, you know, he's had a really terrible childhood and was abused and tortured and stuff. And, you know, like, his mom tried to kill him and whatever. So, I mean, obviously, there were some issues, but at the same time, not okay, dude. Not okay. Ugh. And he doesn't get it. Which is why it's so not okay. If he did it and then knew that it was wrong when she was like, no. Chapter 53. The end of chapter 53 is where this fic gets super meta. Super meta. So meta. The conversation about anime. They're watching anime. Ha 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 ha. Anyway. Chapter 58. Oh my goodness, I'm done! I'm done! Wow. Okay. So this thing is long. Like, I don't actually know how long it's going to be total, because as of recording at this moment, I have finished, I've finished editing half of it. So, well, technically half of the chapters. I'm done chapter 29, which is half of the chapters. And I'm done editing them. I'm still beta listening. I think as of recording this, I'm midway through I'm just starting chapter 23, for beta listening. But that's just starting to get to the point where the chapters are like basically a full hour or an hour and a half, every single one of them. So, yeah. Yeah. This thing is long, yo. But it's done. And, I mean, I'm done recording it now. Wow. It's super, super exciting. And I have to say, just a few chapters ago, like I think 5 chapters to the end or something, I was getting really down on it. Like I was like, ugh, I have to keep doing this. And I was trying to beta listen whenever I'm on the go anywhere. And so it was just like way too much Slayer's fic all the time. Especially since I'm like way back before like anything begins in my beta listen. So it's like I'm you know, recording and beta-ing like 2 different fics, except they are the same. Anyway, it was just, yeah. And then, but I powered through, and this chapter, I was like, okay, I'm gonna finish this today, I'm gonna get it done. And then, like, sort of a third of the way into this chapter is the scene where, they finally, like, the garden picnic scene, where they finally break Lena out of her slump. And I just have to say, it was basically worth it for that scene. Like, this entire chapter was just closure and wrapping things up. And it just was so satisfying to read, especially after the past couple of chapters, which shows that, like, that the mood was right in the past couple of chapters, because Lena, you know, had put a pall over everyone and everybody wasn't getting along right. And it was difficult to keep myself motivated. And then this chapter just like, wow, just, I have a moment in this chapter where it's just like, it's all worth it. That's it. I'm good. This, all worth it. But yeah, this project has been a project and a half, halfway through after I finished chapter 29 and decided that I was going to, edit. I was done halfway and I was going to edit the whole, like, everything that I had. I was also at that point out of chapters to beta listen to. So I took about a week and edited everything, put in all the effects of all those chapters and all that sort of stuff. And then when I came back to record again, my computer was being very weird. My mic wasn't working at all. I could get it to hook up, but it had all sorts of fuzz in the background. And I couldn't get it to go away. And, I still haven't gotten it to go away. So, I mean, I panicked about that. And this thing is huge. And I wanted to, ugh. So anyway, the second half of this is recorded on my iPhone. Yeah, which, yeah. So that's something that I haven't done before. I haven't actually listened to any of the recordings for what it sounds like. I know that it fits okay in with the other, so I'm hoping it wasn't such a huge jump for people listening to it. And I figured that if I switched once, just like, you know, 29 chapters in, and I switched once and then kept it consistent from there on, and the sound quality is pretty good on this thing, that hopefully it will be fine. Hopefully, fingers crossed. But yeah, it's done. And I encountered problems along the way, wow, this thing is super long. And I did it in just over a month, which is crowning achievement. It's April 3rd, the day that I finished recording this, and I think I recorded the first 2 chapters the last week of February, I think. Somewhere in there. One day I think I sat down and recorded 2 chapters. So yeah, I did the whole thing in just over a month, like a month and a week. 5 weeks. For 476,000 words. Yeah, that's a lot. My one other note is that this fic, I have been trying to avoid saying this. You'll find it in maybe some of the bloopers. Because it sounds bad, but it's not bad. I don't mean it in a bad way, but this fic is dated. Like, I mean, the technology that they use and just the language that they use sometimes. And yeah, wow. Just reading it is like blast from the past, which is awesome. And I think I recorded the story of why I wanted to record this fic, after like chapter 10 or something. Cause that was the chapter that I, that actually sort of inspired this whole thing. But yeah, super dated. Also, I put some warnings on this. I hope they were okay. I made them up because the fic is actually posted on fanfiction.net and is from way back when nobody put any warnings on anything. So I put some warnings on this fic. I have also made subtle changes, such as when there's just a whole bunch of symbols that obviously means fuck, I have actually said the word, that sort of thing. And I've put in some sound effects instead of saying smash. I actually, sound effect of something smashing. But anyway, I hope the warnings were okay after this speech. Probably after, I think I might tack them onto the end. You'll find the spoilery warnings post-editing. Yay! So today I finished editing. Well, it's not just finished editing. I finished beta listening to the whole fic, including reader's notes and stuff. Obviously not these particular ones because they haven't been added yet. I'm just recording them now, but I will be adding them. But everything else, everything is beta listened to. I have a couple of tweaks yet to do. But there were a couple of things that I both missed in my previous author's notes, my yay, I'm done ones, and also stuff that I have noticed for editing. So first off, I think the first thing I would like to say, something that I missed, is Amelia and Zell, their relationship at the very end. I spend a whole bunch of reader's notes and bloopers and stuff talking about how much I ship Zell and Zelos. And I do through most of this fic. And then suddenly, like a dark horse, Amelia comes out of nowhere in the last 3 chapters and is just like, bam, awesome. It's super amazing. I would like to say that Amelia and Zell have probably the healthiest relationship out of everyone. At least I like it the best. It feels the healthiest. It feels sort of like two people becoming friends with the potential for more. They talk to each other. Zell isn't great about talking, but they learn how to communicate. Philia and Val actually have a similarly healthiest relationship, I want to say. I mean, yeah, it's not one that I like as much, but it's definitely, they both sort of know where they are and both want to be there. Which by the end of this fic, Amelia and Zell both know sort of what their relationship status is, and they both like it that way. They're both happy. So yeah, I came out of this fic after the last 3 chapters going, wow, I ship Amelia and Zell, and I'm really confused as to this flip. But yeah, go Amelia. Right, so that was one thing. The second thing I would like to talk about actually is accents. I'm terrible at them, as you have probably noticed. There are 2 characters with accents. I'm not talking voices. If I accidentally slip into an accent, that's something different. Like if that's just my character voice, for different people. Anyway, I like doing voices. I don't like doing accents because I can't, because I'm terrible at them. So the two characters that actually do have accents in this fic, terrible ones, or are supposed to, are Kiki and Dubois, I believe. And Kiki, I tried my very best to give her some sort of accent. I don't think it's a French one. Thinking back, I'm pretty sure it's not a French one. I apologize to French people everywhere. To francophones that just, yeah, I'm terrible at accents, and I gave her something to make her sound not native speaker English. As you can see, I'm brilliant at that as well. And Dubois, I only realized in my beta listen, for some reason, that really he should have a French accent as well. Because, like, Zelos talks about him, talking French all the time, and his last name is Dubois, and this means he's probably the French dude. Yeah, which probably means that he should have a French accent. We are going to pretend that no, because I totally forgot. I totally forgot, and I'm not sure I would have attempted it even if I could have, even if I had remembered, because again, terrible at accents. Yeah, I don't think there's really anybody else with an accent. If there is and I've butchered it, I apologize. If I've accidentally given someone an accent that you recognize, go me. Unless it's completely inappropriate, at which point, So, the most important note I have on this, which is a challenge I would like anybody who manages to listen this far to do, and I'll probably actually type the challenge up. I have a note with the list of fandoms that I recognized that are in this universe. But anyway, a list of fandoms that have been included, and I have currently 17-ish 16 or 17-ish that I recognized. And I know I missed some. I know, in fact, that I missed probably about 4 that I didn't recognize. A couple of which I was like, that's probably something, but I don't know what it is. And of these, there are, okay, I'm gonna say 10-ish. With recurring characters. Characters that come back. At least we see them and talk to them or about them at least twice, if not more times. And including the Slayers in that. Including the Slayers with that. So, yeah, my challenge, my fandom recognition challenge, if you listen to this, if you listen to this far, which... Oh, you're amazing if you have. Comment with a list of the amount of fandoms you recognized. And I don't know, if somebody actually takes me up on this, I will post my list and we will see whether how many fandoms we can together recognize in this thing. Thank you for listening. If you made it all the way to the end of all of my bloopers, I mean, the whole story, and then plus, like, my author's notes and bloopers and warnings and everything. If you made it all the way to the end, like, thank you for listening, and you get, I don't know, like, a cookie or something. Get yourself a cookie, because you deserve it.